Roundabout with Tony Barnfield on Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're in a slightly reverberant side chapel here, the Memorial Chapel in King's College. You went to St John's as organ scholar. What followed?
What followed was I moved to Northampton to become organist at St Matthew's Church, which had a very fine musical tradition. Walter Hussey had huge imagination in terms of commissioning young artists. He commissioned music from notably Benjamin Britten, Rejoice in the Lamb. He commissioned a Madonna and Child from Henry Moore, and he commissioned a painting of the Crucifixion from Graham Sutherland. And that's just three examples of what he did at Northampton. He had a knack for finding people at a young age who were going to go on to great things. And later he himself went to be Dean of Chichester, where amongst other things he commissioned Leonard Bernstein to write what are known as the Chichester Psalms.
Gosh.
So that was the church, and I ran the church choir there. And I was also appointed Director of Music at Northampton Grammar School. And in addition, I conducted the Northampton Bach Choir and ran the Northampton Concert Society. So it was a very busy introduction to professional life, but very stimulating, and I learned a huge amount from it.
You enjoy being busy, don't you, Stephen?
Yes.
We had Donald MacLeod on Classical Cambridge last month, and he said that you were a man without any ego.
Well, that's a nice thing for him to say, because that would reflect the part of my philosophy which says that actually the music is more important than an individual. So if I've succeeded in that, that's great.
And how long were you at Northampton?
Northampton, about 3 or 4 years.
And then London, I think.
Then London, Westminster. I was appointed to be sub-organist at Westminster Abbey. I did that for about 4 years, and then for about 3 years after that, I was Master of Music down the other end of Victoria Street at Westminster Cathedral.
So quite a career already marked out for you in what I suppose were your late 20s?
Well, I finished at the Cathedral in Westminster just before I came to King's in 1982, and I would then have been about 32, 33 years of age. So quite young.
A long reign here. What do you remember particularly from your experience in Westminster or Northampton, musically?
Well, in Northampton, as I said a moment ago, I learned a huge amount. I mean, I was completely unqualified as a teacher. I don't know how they came to appoint me there. But in those days, you could do that. And after 2 years, you had to do a 2-year probation. After 2 years, I received a letter from the Northamptonshire Education Department telling me I was a qualified teacher. As far as I know, nobody ever came near a class that I taught as well, so how they knew that, I really never discovered. But in the church choir, I had an experience which was quite different from anything I'd had previously, because I'd been at a cathedral school, and then I'd been at St John's, which has its own choir school. In Northampton, the members of the choir, and the boys particularly, had to be recruited. There was no official school attached. So this was a very different way of working, and it gave me a really great new perspective on how things go. Because, in fact, in that situation, the children only come back to the next choir practice if they enjoyed the last one and want to be there. It's a voluntary organisation. Whereas once you've signed up to a cathedral choristership, it's a slightly different deal. So I found that very, very instructive, just to be brought to the realisation that there are different ways of doing things.
And a piece of music maybe from that time?
I suppose the best known piece connected with St Matthew's Northampton is Rejoice in the Lamb by Benjamin Britten, which is a piece that would, for me, be the best way to remember that church. And in fact, during my time here at King's, I've twice taken the choir to sing at St Matthew's, and on both occasions we included Rejoice in the Lamb in the programme. And at the time I worked there, I knew two of the people who had performed in the premiere when Benjamin Britten himself attended.
it's not been the easiest last year or so here, has it, Stephen?
Not for me, no, not in terms of my personal health. I suffered an accident. I was knocked down by a cyclist and spent some time at Havenbrooks in intensive care. And then subsequently, I had treatment to my face for a cancer, which needed operating on, and then I had radiotherapy. Radiotherapy was the worst, because I had a heart operation also in January. But the thing that's left its mark was the radiotherapy. But I think it's done its job. I hope it's done its job. And I'm just full of amazement at what can be done, gratitude for the way it's been carried out. The doctors and nurses, and my lip trembles as I say this, the doctors and nurses have just been wonderful.